All right, with us right now, the voice of the Colorado State Rams, Brian Roth, joins us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Jim.
Good news in Ram Nation. The Rams back, at least in one of the polls, the coaches' poll. So after wins against Utah State and the road win at San Jose State, the Rams number 23 in the coaches' poll this week.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, we've talked about it before on the show that at the end of the day, it's not really going to matter much, but it's still great to get that recognition and just to know that the coaches still believe in Colorado State, even though the AP voters don't. I think CSU sitting like at 34 or something in the AP poll, yet a 5-loss Tennessee team is still in the top 25 that just got blown out by 30 at Kentucky. But go figure. What are you going to do? But polls are fun to talk about, and it's fun to see CSU back in the coaches' poll at least.
Yeah, Rams 13-1, now 3-1 in the Mountain West after the wins against Utah State and San Jose State. Right now, 29th in the NCAA's net rankings, number 39 in KenPom, which those, look, the rankings in the AP and the coaches' poll, they're fine. These are the ones that carry a lot more weight because these are how we evaluate teams that make the NCAA basketball tournament. So these rankings are the really important ones.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, KenPom, I think, is the best rating system out there. Now, you know, there's folks that can point out flaws in the KenPom formula, but, you know, when you look at KenPom and, you know, he does his game predictions, you know, it's all computer-based, right? It's all formula-based, but when you look at his game predictions for each game of every team, it's almost exactly what the odds makers in Vegas put as the spread. Not to say that they're just looking solely at KenPom, but there's no question the bookmakers in Vegas look at KenPom and utilize that formula that he has. So, you know, that is a highly respected metric to judge college basketball teams. But, you know, in the day, at the end of the day, the net rankings are the rankings. And, you know, the net rankings have taken the place of the old RPI. And Colorado State, you know, ranks very favorably. And so do a lot of Mountain West Conference teams. You know, Wyoming is actually at the top of the Mountain West Conference when it comes to the net rankings. And, you know, they've been a surprise team in the Mountain West. They sit at 27. Colorado State's at 30. But, you know, Mountain West Conference has six teams in the top 70 in the net rankings. And that's pretty darn good. And it's important because you look at conference games coming up, and, you know, CSU has some opportunities with the strength of the Mountain West Conference to continue to build their resume and get quad one type opportunities and certainly a lot of quad two opportunities. So, you know, the Mountain West Conference has been pretty good so far this year.
Rams play-by-play voice Brian Roth with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And right now, the way the schedule's playing out, Rams are getting their shot at the bottom half of the conference. The win against Utah State, San Jose State, they're near the bottom of the conference. And then New Mexico tonight at Moby, and then Air Force on Saturday going to Colorado Springs. Those are the four bottom teams in the conference. So right now the Rams making a lot of hay as the sun is out, as my late pappy would have said, taking advantage right now of playing the bottom half of the conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think San Jose State certainly is the worst team in the conference. I mean, that's the biggest rebuild job. You know, Tim Miles, former coach at CSU, you know, led the Rams to the 2012 NCAA tournament, then went to Nebraska, was there for 7 years, now taking over San Jose State, and that's just a complete rebuild job. And, you know, they're not very good. Rams won by 36 there on Saturday, led by as many as 41. I mean, it was a complete beatdown. And I don't think New Mexico is very good either. They're in the rebuild mode, and, of course, that's who the Rams have in town tonight. Air Force can be tricky now. It's an Air Force team. The metrics aren't very good for the Falcons. And they're under second-year head coach Joe Scott, who, of course, led Air Force to the NCAA tournament back in, 2003, 2004. And so, but Air Force is a team, while their numbers aren't very good, they gave the Rams all they wanted a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. In fact, no, it was just last week. Time
flies.
Slower, I guess. That's right. I don't know if it's moving slower or faster, but yeah, that's it was January 4th. That was last week, right?
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, no, actually, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago yesterday.
I know. We're like, see, you've got us all screwed up now, Brian. Thanks a lot. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I'm all messed up.
It's okay, but, man. Don't worry about it.
They gave the Rams everything they wanted back on January the 4th. And, of course, CSU was coming off a 24-day break between games. But, you know, that is an Air Force team that beat Utah State down in Clune Arena. Air Force team that nearly won at Boise State last night. So that's a tricky game just based on the style that Air Force plays. But to your point, Jim, at the end of the day, no question, Rams have the bottom end of the Mountain West Conference going on right now here in a little stretch with San Jose last Saturday, New Mexico tonight, Air Force coming up this weekend on Saturday down at Clune Arena. So you've got to take advantage and certainly cannot stub your toe on any of these games.
Brian Roth, voice of CSU Rams, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. I do want to switch over to Rams football. The article in today's Denver Post about some of the prep players in the state that had scholarships with Colorado State, and those scholarships have been taken away with Jay Norvell coming in and deciding to use those on some of the Nevada players that he had and utilize them in a different way. Look, I defend Jay Norvell on this. Steve Adazio was the one that offered the scholarships. And I want in-state kids to get a chance to play at CSU and at Colorado. I want them to have that opportunity. Some of those guys grew up being Rams fans, and it's a dream to play for CSU. But if you're Jay Norvell, you have to have guys that fit what you're going to do. And that's where he's bringing in some of his former players from Nevada. That makes sense. You want to win, and you want to win now. And some of the prep players, as much as they're Colorado kids, and you love to see them on the football field playing for their home state football team, they may not fit what he's trying to do now. They may not be able to be much of a contributor with maybe it's 2 years down the road where you have guys right now that can contribute and help you win football games. I thought Jay Norvell was pretty direct about it. If there's people who are upset with him, I guess I understand from an emotional standpoint, but he's got to do the best thing for the Rams football program, and that means putting a winner on the field right now with players he knows can help him win right now, not 2 years from now, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I agree with everything you just said. And certainly, yeah, I mean, I guess you could have coaches around the state that can get frustrated about that and some of these, you know, scholarships that were offered by the previous staff that that aren't going to be honored by Jay Norvell and his staff. But at the end of the day, do Ram fans out there want a roster full of Colorado kids and say, hey, we're recruiting Colorado, and yet you're losing? And I'm not saying that if you recruit Colorado kids, you're going to lose. That's not what I'm saying. But the bottom line is this: Steve Adazio recruited the state hard, and Steve Adazio made very good inroads with the high school coaches in the state, and was, you know, his recruiting classes had more Colorado kids than Mike Bobo's. What did that get Steve Adazio? He got him. I mean, didn't get him fired, but he ended up being fired. And so, at the end of the day, Jay Norvell is paid to win football games. And if the previous staff offered some Colorado kids and they don't fit the system, what Jay Norvell is looking for, then that's just the reality of it. And you know, I can understand why some people look at that and say, "Well, you got to be loyal to the Colorado kids." No, I mean, the only loyalty in college football is wins and losses. I mean, if you win, fan bases are loyal to head coaches. If you win, administration, athletic directors, university presidents are loyal to coaches. If you lose, they're not. And Jay Norvell has come into a situation where CSU's been bad the last number of years. Last, what, bowl game they went to was 2017. That's a long time ago. He's got a rebuild in front of him. And his job is to rebuild this program, not to go sign as many Colorado kids as he possibly can sign. And so it's the reality of it. Jay Norvell talked about it last week to the media and said, look, I have spoken at length to every kid, not just the Colorado kids, but to every kid who had a scholarship offer from the previous staff. I've spoken to all of them. I explained our stance and where we're going, and I've been very upfront and honest with every single one of them. And that's about all you can do. I mean, just be honest with kids. And look, I mean, if you're a Colorado kid that doesn't fit the system that Jay Norvell is putting in, and you come and you languish on the bench, I mean, what good is that going to do that kid? I mean, they need to go somewhere where they might fit the system a little bit better and they can flourish, you know, in the game of football. So I'm with you, Jim. I totally agree with you 100%. Jay Norvell's coming in. He's paid to win football games. Ram fans expect him to win football games. If it's with a ton of Colorado kids, awesome. That's even better. But, you know, if it's not, it's not.
And you want the top kids in the state to consider CSU, to consider that as an option. And when you lose out to the Ohio States and the Michigans and the USCs, where some of the, you know, your 4 or 5 star recruit kids, that, you know, those are the kids, not that these other players don't have value and couldn't add to a roster and have really successful careers, but those are the guys you want to establish where you have success, and it makes that decision tougher. If somebody, a Power 5 school, an Ohio State, or somebody offers a lineman at Columbine, that now Jay Norvell can say after, you know, this is maybe two, three years down the road, look what we're doing here at CSU. Look at the success we're having. You could come here and start within the next year. Ohio State, you may be on the bench for a couple of years. Look at what we're doing here and being able to sell them on that. And I think ultimately that's that when you talk about recruiting Colorado kids, that's where it has to get for both CSU and CU, is being good enough for enough years consistently to make that a tougher decision when one of those schools come calling for some of the, like I said, the 4 and 5 star guys in this state. It's like I said, right now it's about winning football games for Jay Norvell, and I feel bad for, you know, for the kids that are losing their scholarships, like the Bryce Johnson kid that was from Lutheran. Really good players that certainly it's too bad they're going to lose that opportunity, but man, you also get to build the tradition and success of making it harder for the top players in the state to ignore CSU going forward.
Well, no question. And, you know, I don't think CSU's ever going to be in the in the recruiting battles for the 4 or 5 star kids. Now, Colorado should be able to
right.
be.
But you hope, though, down the road, maybe that's a possibility. Maybe Jay at least gets one or two of those kids to flip and change their mind.
But you need to get those 3 star kids from Colorado, the really good ones, right? Like the Trey McBride, right? Trey's a 3 star kid. But several Pac-12 offers to Trey McBride. I mean, Colorado wanted him. Cal wanted him. There's a couple of other Pac-12, I know a couple of Big 12 schools wanted Trey McBride out of high school. And so he's one of those kids that you can get. Now, obviously, he had a brother that was at CSU that helped. But, yes, if you get to the point where, you know, you're competing for conference championships, you're going to bowl games, maybe you're in the top 25 on occasion, that's, you know, what Colorado State can be and what we all hope that they can aspire to be, to win some conference championships and you know, make a mark on a national radar here and there. Then you can have more success with some of those upper echelon.
Right.
I don't think you're ever going to get the blue chippers from Colorado. I mean, those guys that are going to Ohio State or going to a Notre Dame or USC, they're probably not going to come to Colorado State. But the Trey McBrides, you got to work on those guys. And look, even though CSU pulled some of those scholarships, and they didn't only do it to Colorado kids. Now there's a lot of players that Steve Adazio's staff had, you know, extended scholarship offers to that didn't get honored, and that happens across the country. But a lot of those kids were out of state too. It's not just the in-state kids that Jay Norvell and his staff are saying no, we don't want you.
Right.
But Jay Norvell, after he talked about it last week, followed up and said, look, we will recruit the state of Colorado harder than we recruit any other state. And we will find the guys that want to be Rams and that we believe fit our system and will help us win football games. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do. I mean, you can't just recruit Colorado and sign 10 kids every year, even if maybe that class isn't good enough to have 10 kids play at the Mountain West level, okay? I mean, that's just not how it works.
And they did grab a couple of kids from Fort Collins High School proper since Jay Norvell's been on the staff.
They did, I know. And that raised some eyebrows around Fort Collins here. But at the end of the day, you know, I think the way that Jay Norvell's gone through this, and he did it with the players that were already on the roster. He's been open. He's been transparent. But he hasn't let emotion get into it, right? I mean, he talked to all the players here at CSU, and a lot of them have transferred out, including quarterback Todd Senteo, and sat down and said, look, here's what we want to do. Here's what I'm looking for at the quarterback position. Your scholarship is still honored. You can stay and be a part of our team, but I don't see your skill set helping us win football games, and I think you'll have a tough time playing here.
Right. And look, and I get the 4- and 5-star guys are not going to go to CSU, but if at least you get them to take a moment to go, because in the past, be like, yeah, no way, to go, yeah, look, they're an 8-9-win football team the last 2-3 years. There's some good things there. Yeah, still, I'm going to go to Ohio State. At least have them think about it. Maybe get one kid that decides, you know what, I think maybe this is the best place for me. And maybe you get that one guy. I just think for it to be more of at least you think about it if you're one of those kids, at least think about it for a moment to go, yeah, okay, it's maybe not where I want to be, but I can understand why that would be an attractive situation. And I think if they can get to that point, you know, we'll see. But you're right. Getting the 3-star guys like the Trey McBrides, those are the guys that they're going to build their success on moving forward. Hey, Brian, I always appreciate the time. Best of luck on the call tonight. The Rams take on New Mexico. Always appreciate it, man.
Indeed. Thanks, Jim. See ya.
All right. Brian Roth, voice of the CSU Rams, with us.